Welcome to the Servants of Grace podcast hosted by Dave Jenkins. Our podcast exists to provide trustworthy expository messages through the Bible and faithful answers to your theology questions. Now, for today's episode, let's join our host, Dave Jenkins.
Welcome back to the Servants of Grace podcast and to our theology segment. One of our listeners writes in today and they ask this great question. What does it mean to pursue the will of God as a student? Growing up, I played competitive tennis, golf, soccer, and football. I was good at many of these sports, but I was only great at one of them, golf, which I picked up at the age of 13 and continue to enjoy playing at a high level today. Throughout high school, I even felt drawn to being a professional golfer, but I had a call in my life that had been affirmed by others at church for vocational ministry since I was 6 years old. During my teenage years, I often asked myself, is God's will for my life to go into vocational ministry or even to go into professional golf? Today, many high schoolers and college students are asking the same question I did in my high school years. Maybe not golf, but they want to know what direction should they go in terms of college, marriage, and more. In Deuteronomy 29:29, it says this, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." Deuteronomy 29:29 helps God's people understand that the Lord has two wills, one hidden and one revealed. The hidden will of God includes every event in history, every thought and intention of every person, of everything that has happened according to the counsel of His will. You see, you and I are not called as Christians to seek out the hidden will of God, which you cannot know because God hides it from His people. Instead, His people are to live by what the Lord has revealed about Himself in His Word. The Lord's revealed will is also known as His prescriptive will, which tells people what the Lord finds pleasing. God's hidden and revealed will gives God's people freedom. As a high school or college student, you do not have to know, or even a graduate student, you don't have to know or even to worry about the hidden will of God. As long as you obey His revealed word in the scriptures, you may freely do what is in accordance with the word of God. If, for example, you're presented with a choice to go to four schools, you're free to choose according to the revealed will of God in scripture. Similarly, if you're presented with 5 to 10 choices or more of a majors in college, you're free to choose what major you want at the school of your choice. As Christians, we aren't called to make God's hidden will come true. We're simply to obey God's revealed word in His word. In Ephesians 5:17, Paul says, "Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." In 1 Thessalonians 4:13, Paul says, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality." 1 Timothy 4:12 says, "Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech and conduct and love and faith and impurity." You see, the desire to discover the will of God occurs for the Christian because the Holy Spirit creates such a passion for what pleases the Lord. So the people of God will aim to do all the Lord approves. And so Paul says in Ephesians 5:17 that those who are mature aim the course of their lives to understanding the will of God. God desires a holy people to reflect His holy light in our local churches and in the world. So when making decisions, I pray, I read, I meditate on a book of the Bible like Proverbs. I also talk to godly counselors because there is wisdom in the abundance of counselors, Proverbs 11:14 says. And after I've prayed, read the Bible, and I've talked to godly counselors, I make a decision. Making decisions, whether they're major or minor, it can be difficult, right? Some choices, such as getting married, they involve your entire family, they involve close friends, and your pastor. Other decisions may not involve a wider circle of people in your life. But decision-making for the Christian is to be done through a biblical worldview and for the glory of God. You and I, as Christians, make such decisions grounded in the final and full revelation of God in the Word of God, which testifies to the finished and sufficient work of the grace of God. You see, the Lord knows our needs, our burdens, our anxieties, our fears, and even our doubts. And so the key to making godly decisions is to trust in the sovereign care of God. And Christians believe the Lord created the world, sustains the world, and He orders all things in accordance with His will and good pleasure for His glory. The Lord longs for His children to trust in Him, to know His goodness, and for them to find their pleasure and satisfaction in Him. And so making godly decision, it requires trust in the sovereign care and the concern of a good God who loves us. And he wants his children to grow in his image and his likeness. So I urge you today, as you make decisions, to put your trust in the Lord, to rest in his finished and sufficient work, to pray, to read the word, to find godly counselors, make your decision. Then as you make choices about your future, rest in the knowledge of God's care and love for you in Christ alone. As you head to that place and to study, please trust your sovereign God. Our sovereign God calls you to know, to love, to serve him in the local church and outside of it. And additionally, he calls you to witness to others wherever he's placed you about the glory of the grace of God. Do this to and for the glory of Christ.
Thank you for listening to the Servants of Grace podcast today. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe, leave a rating on the app, and share our episode with your friends and family. If you'd like to, you can follow us on Instagram at Servants of Grace, on Twitter at Servants of Grace, or by searching Servants of Grace on Facebook. You can also find this podcast on the front page of our website at servantsofgrace.org.